Hello, good evening. This is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions. All of your answers are confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official at an active or political campaign? Yes or no? Hello?
I didn't understand that.
Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will be voting in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
That one's kind of a catch-22.
I understand. From your personal point of view?
I'd say they're... I think they're lacking a little bit right now.
Okay, a little bit on the wrong track then, okay? Okay, when voters go to the polls to vote for a candidate for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you'll be vote on it, how you'll be voting on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.565 mil, which translates to 0.65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
In favor.
Definitely or probably?
I would be in favor.
I know, but the options are either you definitely are in favor of the ballot or probably in favor.
Definitely in favor.
Okay, thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintaining existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No in favor.
No in favor. Okay, definitely vote yes in favor then?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes in favor. I won't be here for another 90 years.
I understand. Okay, so they'll be definitely yes in favor?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over the next 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Two, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or three, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or four, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. What number would you prefer? One, two, three, or four?
Three.
Three. Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, improving public education and local schools, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, making housing more affordable, or improving local roads and infrastructure.
Oh, my goodness.
I know it's a variety of very important issues, but just pick your top one for you.
Safety on the roads.
Safety on the roads. Okay. Thank you so much. Next. Mm-hmm. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Number one, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails, P-A-R-T Trails. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about your city or township government? Are you very
I don't have an opinion on that because
okay.
I'm not up on that.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. What about Grand Traverse County government?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Do you think that Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
About right.
Okay, thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I trust them to spend it wisely.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove, of each of the following ways to spend this money. Number one, to promote health and wellness. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of that one?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. What about to promote local economic development?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about to increase non-motorized transportation options?
Repeat that one.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
I don't approve.
No? Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. What about to plan and construct new trails?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about to promote recreational opportunities?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to maintain existing trails?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Thank you. What about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Next question. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
The second one.
Second one, thank you. You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make you know, it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Number one, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely one to vote for that?
I would vote for that.
Much more likely or somewhat less? Or somewhat more, I'm sorry.
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. What about there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public?
Yes, I agree.
Much more likely?
Much.
Or some,
much. Yes.
Okay, thank you. A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures that the funds are administrated for their intended purposes.
Strongly agree.
Much more likely?
Much more, yes.
Okay, thank you. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Strongly agree.
Much more likely? Okay.
Yep.
Now, just so you know, we're almost done. Now you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Number one, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Next, Borman Lake Loop Trail and the TART, T-A-R-T Trail, are two of the most popular and utilized trails in the Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Very convincing, some, not two, or not at all?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat convincing. Thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors by physically active and have a healthier lifestyle.
I don't agree on that.
Not at all or not too?
Not too.
Not too, okay, thank you. Next. Mm-hmm. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Next. Somewhat convincing. Next. Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grant and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay.
Convincing.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so
much. Are you almost done?
Yeah, almost. I'm trying to go as fast as possible. I just want to make sure you understand every question. So I'm going to continue. We almost done. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
I don't think that sounds too convincing.
Not too, okay.
Mm-hmm.
This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Oh, I don't think that's convincing because I think we already have that.
Okay, not at all convincing. Thank you. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant so our trails are accessible to all.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Not convincing.
At all?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, definitely voting.
Okay, thank you. Now you'll be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and
planning. Okay, that's enough.
We almost done. We only have 20% left and we're done. Give me 5 more minutes. Is that okay? Ma'am? Hello? Gloria? Still there?